Christian Audio presents Gay Girl, Good God, the story of who I was and who God has always been, written and read by Jackie Hill Perry. Dedicated to God, Preston, Eden, Mother, Santoria, Brian, Melody. Introduction. I wrote this book out of love, a common word used so out of context on most days. This work is not a miscommunication of my intentions, it is a direct product of it. Before writing it, I lived out the words, a gay girl once, yes. Now, I am what God's goodness will do to a soul once grace gets to it. In saying that, I know I've already offended someone. I don't assume that everyone who listens to this book will agree with every word in these chapters. There are many who, while listening, won't understand gayness as something possible of being in the past tense. It is either who you are or what you have never been. To this, I disagree. The only constant in this world is God. Gayness, on the other hand, can be an immovable identity only when the heart is unwilling to bow. There is more complexity to this than my modest introduction will allow. I will only encourage those hesitant to continue listening because of my particular perspective on truth to keep listening. I'll admit that I have much more to say about gayness and God that will be a bit countercultural, but I hope will also be intriguing to the point of consideration in the grand scheme of things. There are others who only know of the hetero love that makes a book such as this one for studying the unknown. These are the Christians, the I've always been straight Christians, that is, for whom this book was also intended. I have not always loved how they've loved the gay community. Between the banner-painted hate and the interpersonal silence, my love for the church moved me to attempt to write something of balance, something that can make the love for which they are called to walk in the tangible proof of what God is like. This book, however, is not to be confused with the scriptures themselves. It, God willing, will be of benefit to the church, but these words are not to be esteemed as being what is most important for the church. That is what the word of God is for. This is not an appendix to the scriptures. It is simply the telling of a story impacted by the scriptures with practical instruction gained by living out the scriptures. My love for the LGBT community makes me desperate for them to know God. My love for the church makes me desperate for them to show the world God as he is and not as we would prefer for him to be. This book being my efforts towards such an end. Coming out of the gay lifestyle and into a brand new world of loving God his way is a wild life, a wildness so sufficient that it will either turn a new saint back or make them into someone better. If I were to call the experience by another adjective, I would call it hard, a hardness much like a mountain too beat up by the sky to climb, but even they can be moved. For those saints, my love is a gathering up of my life, failures, victories, and everything I've figured out about God, edited and made into text for them to listen to. As they do, a deep, she gets it, might well up. But even better would be a, God is good, only to be followed by an all the time from within. They are the demonstration of how often God saves, that there are more gay girls and boys that have been made new by a good God for them. These words landed face first so that they may know that they are not alone. In writing this book, I did it as myself, meaning I am as honest as I know how to be. I have never been one for pretense. When, as a new Christian, I was introduced to the typical nature in which some Christians speak of their lives in the loveliest terms, I refused to give in to the convenient misery of being ambiguous about the truth. If the truth is what sets us free, then why not walk in it at all times? With wisdom and love, of course, but also with the reality that truth is where freedom begins. Finally, in this book you are listening to, every sentence is the pursuit of showing off God, leaving this word-filled place with a developed understanding of me and a shallow revelation of God would make all of my efforts worthless. This is a book with a lot of me in it, but with a whole lot more of God. He is what the soul needs for rest and what the mind needs for peace. He is the Creator God, the King of Glory, the one who, in love, sent the Christ to pay the penalty for and become the sin that we are all born with. It is the words from and about this resurrected Lamb of God that I hope will lift off the page and into the heart. This book is a lifted hand, a glad praise, a necessary hymn, a hallelujah.